Hello, everybody. It's Daryl. Welcome back to the Wyoming Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're a church that wants to lead people into a growing faith in Jesus Christ. And we've got lots of resources to help you do just that. Go on over and visit our website at www.wyomingbaptist.com/resources. Or just click the Sunday Messages page where you'll find small group materials for this and other messages. But most importantly, we hope that the following presentation helps you take your next step to a growing faith in Jesus Christ. So here's what we all do. Here's what we do. We usually celebrate significant events and people by going out together, most likely to a restaurant. Maybe it's Krabby Joe's, Eastside Mario's. I know for some of you, you like to go out for sushi. Well, I like steak, and I like to go to the Keg. And so when there's a special event or something special that I want to celebrate, I got to go to the Keg and get myself a steak. And while I could easily just celebrate at home, there's something to going out with friends. It just makes it special. You know, the food, the drinks, the location, the atmosphere, the people, it really adds to making it a party. It's exciting. And if that's what we like to do when we want to celebrate someone or something special, then why does our weekly church service end up coming off like a dry business meeting than the party of a lifetime? Because that's what it should be, right? Because we have the best reason to celebrate, Jesus. The book of Acts tells us that when the early church got together, they certainly knew how to do it upright. In fact, that's the reason why we're still doing church more than 2,000 years later. It's because they understood that the church gathers together to celebrate Jesus. In his last words to the disciples, Jesus told them that they would be his witnesses. Listen to Acts 1, verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now let me ask you this. How does something become newsworthy or viral? Sure, there's the amazing or horrific actual event, but almost always as important, and sometimes even more important, is the reaction of those who actually witness it. In fact, it kind of almost takes on a life of its own. And that's how the whole nation, or how a whole nation can get behind a small town hockey community devastated by a tragedy, or how a boy from Stratford, Ontario could become a superstar. Jesus entrusted his message to a few witnesses with the command to share his message of hope to the world. So the question is, how likely would it have been for Christianity to have spread if the disciples decided instead to keep it to themselves, to keep at home, or to allow their meetings to become dry and emotionless? The Jesus event was something amazing, absolutely. But how the disciples and the early Christians handled it is almost super important, just as super important. Without their enthusiasm, what Jesus done would have been powerless or forgotten, and we would have been lost. Thank goodness it didn't end there. So what does it mean to you and I today, over 2,000 years later? The message of the gospel is never more important today, especially to a culture that is post-Christian and needs to hear the amazing news of the gospel message. But the fact of the death and resurrection of Jesus would not be enough to convince them. No, they will know because of how we gather together to celebrate Jesus and what he has done in our lives. That's what we do when we come together as the church. Sunday after Sunday, we celebrate Jesus by learning about him from his word. That's Jesus' teaching. We allow his words to change our hearts and lives so we can obey him and to celebrate him with our lives. That's worship. And we celebrate Jesus by sharing our lives with others in need, putting others first. That's fellowship. These three things are what the early church did when they got together in Acts chapter 2. We read about it. And when we do this, and when we do it in public so that all can see, then we will see people coming to know Jesus. Like how in chapter 2 in Acts it says that people were added daily. So what's one thing that you can do this week to begin to celebrate Jesus in church and in your life so that your witness matches the amazing event? And you're going to want to come back next and tune in to July 29th when we learn all about why we gather together as a church. See you then.